And finally, there is talk that Ryan Tubridy will accept the Ice Bucket Challenge on air today.
No, it's too much pressure. This is pressure. This is what's wrong with the social internet.
You love it.
I can't bear it. Why does everyone...
I hear somebody ordering ice just years ago?
I don't.
Water? No? Bucket? Freezing?
But this is a railroad. This is...
a total railroad.
It's just people being mean to each other and pretending it's for charity. Thank you.
Text 51552. Call 1850-715-922.
Tubridy on
you
CFM.
People. I don't know. So in case you missed it, it's only been discussed all morning. Dahi O'Shea, the big galoot on stage in the tent in Tralee, was saying that. This is what he said. This challenge thing.
As you know, I've been nominated for an ice bucket challenge by my mother-in-law in the United States of America. I've been thinking about it. And if I don't do it, I give €100 to the motor neuron disease. And if I do it, I give 20. But if I'm going to do it, do you want me to do it? Yeah. I'm only going to do it because I'm going to nominate 3 people as well, because that's the way it happens. And I want you all at home to do this and raise loads of money for motor neuron disease and the charity associated with it. So I'm going to nominate 3 former presenters of the Rose of Tralee to do this. Mr. Ray Darcy. Ryan Tubridy. And Mr. Marty Whelan. Are we ready for this?
There goes the water, and on it went. And so we got kind of dumped in it there live on television last night. Ray and Marty and myself as former hosts. I did it for 2 years. 2 years. Marty did it for significantly longer. And I think Ray did it for significantly longer as well. Notice he left Gay out of that. Gay got away with that lightly, didn't he? No, maybe that's my nomination if I did. Could you imagine? 80-year-old Gay gets bucket of iced water. Oh, no, I'm not going to nominate Gay, no. What about Enda Kenny? No one sees him anymore, bar if he's out in Europe or somewhere. He doesn't do interviews anymore, so maybe that's one way we could get him into the Late Late Show. Actually promise him a bucket of iced water. He might. That's if I do it. So what is, I was just kind of looking it up a little bit, it said the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association. So we have close ties, I think, in some way with Jan Battles and talking with her about raising funds. So that's good. And they're asking everyone to undertake the hashtag Ice Bucket Challenge to support their work in providing support to people with MND, motor neuron disease. So if you want to donate, you can text MND to donate €2 to 50300. That's 5300, basically. And 100% of that text goes to the Motor Neuron Disease Association. Some providers may also apply VAT. But that's the challenge. So I think what it is, in other words, that I sit down and then somebody pours a bucket of iced water. Is a cube of ice iced water? So essentially, could you get a bucket of cubed ice on? Yes, you can. You can. That's the same thing. To me, that's iced water. That's just a way of getting around doing the same thing. Like, you can't. If I was taken to court by the Jesters Anonymous Association to say, hang on a second, did he or did he not have iced water poured on him? I think I've got a. I'm on terra firma in terms of the case. I'll win that case. That's what I'm saying. You don't need to have iced. There's a picture of Niall Horan in the papers today with his. He looks like some sort of soft porn video in it for freaking Flock of Seagulls. Right? That's not going to happen. I've got 3 people here looking at me. I don't want them. They can't unsee that sight if I did that. That's not going to happen. But we could certainly do it. I don't even have a spare shirt. I can't do it. I can't just do the show. I'll catch a death of cold. I'll die of pneumonia. It'll be awful. I mean, for me. For you, not so much. But I mean, I would be gone. I'm trying to find excuses here. But if I did do it between now and 11 o'clock, I would. I suppose the joy of as well as donating to charity, which of course is always a pleasure. The other thing is I get to nominate somebody else. But if I did do that, who would I nominate? And maybe you guys could help me pick someone, because I don't know. Any chance of playing Ice Baby today for the day to sit in for Paul? Good morning, Paul. That's a fine suggestion. And we'll see if it hasn't been expunged from the musical record here in 2FM. Ryan should nominate my friend Derek Mooney. He would love it, says Kira. I could. Thank you, Kira. It's a very good suggestion, because I know Derek needs to be cooled down after he was seen in Belfast in the pound shop buying presents for his Christmas presents for his radio show team recently. And he probably spent all of £6 which is sterling, which probably came out to about €11.48. So he was probably red with seething with anger at the pain of having to part with the few shillings and pence that he spent. So he will need more than a bucket of iced water. I'd say he might need the contents of the aquarium in Bray emptied out onto his poor robbed head. Ryan, please nominate Paul Galvin. Yeah, who's got what Aegis is going to pour the water on Paul Galvin and still be in the vicinity? Jean Byrne, well, she might like that. And Brian Cody, who again may need a little cooling down. So that's not bad, Dermot. Interesting. More nominees. Brian Dobson. Yeah, but only if it's live on the news. Sharon needs to go over as he's saying, signing off, saying, that's all from us today. And she goes over and goes, oh, no, it's not. Bang. That's good. Linda Martin, Louis Walsh, Imelda May, Sinead O'Connor, Hector, and finally Pat Kenny, all nominated for the ice, what's it called? Ice Bucket Challenge. Yeah, I'm not allowed to nominate because I haven't been iced yet. How are you?
I'm great.
Are you though?
Yeah.
Are you giddy with excitement?
I'm in here because there's no way you're getting away with this ice bucket challenge.
I don't want to.
And you'll be in great company. Come on, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, Ricky Gervais, Lady Gaga. You want to be on that list, don't you?
No.
Don't be such a wuss.
We don't have ice.
Obama wussed out. He paid the money. Yeah. So I was quite disappointed. I thought he would partake.
I don't think it's very presidential to have a bucket of water thrown at
you. You're going to do it though, aren't you? You're only playing. It's like, do your party piece. No, I don't want to do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Just do it. And by 10 o'clock, you've definitely done it. There's no stopping you then.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't know.
We're trying to locate buckets as we speak.
Yeah.
Everyone's very willing to help, though, as you can imagine upstairs.
I can imagine there's a run on buckets upstairs of people trying to soak
you. Yeah, they're dying to soak you.
They mightn't talk to you from one end of the week to the next, you know, and then suddenly there's word of, you know, and then suddenly they want to be part of the team.
It's nice.
They want to help out.
Bit of community upstairs.
Like putting the fire out in Finian's Rainbow with Fred Astaire helping out.
I can't wait for it. It's going to be great.
Yeah. You could nominate Miriam O'Callaghan, says a text.
She'd definitely do it.
She's good for charity, in fairness to her. Yeah. She'd be up for that.
Exactly. It's for such a good cause.
It is. Nidge could use a cool down. Says Aaron, yeah.
What's that? What?
Just because he's hot-headed.
Okay.
Danielle says Eamon Dunphy. Well, yes.
I'd love to do it to Dunphy.
I'd say he'd probably enjoy you doing it to him as well. Brendan O'Carroll deserves nominating, says Jenny. Derry.
Another one who'd definitely be up for it.
He'd love that.
See, it's all a bit of crack.
You should nominate Roy Keane, says Brian. I'd love to see his face after a bucket.
I wouldn't do that.
You'd be kind of, you'd throw it from very far away and then run.
All you
hear is the book of Paul as you run. Dermot Whelan, the Rubber Bandits, I'd say they'd be delighted.
You know you've got to nominate someone as well, Ryan. I think it's three people.
That's what they're. These are the suggestions.
So who's on your hate list? I mean, no. Ice bucket list.
No, like would the Taoiseach do it? Like would he be game for that?
That's a good one.
Like if you know the way he likes goofing.
Oh, dare you. Go on.
I'm tempted.
Yeah, definitely. One of the three. Enda Kenny. There you go.
I don't want to nominate three. I just want to nominate one.
Just one.
Yeah, I think the three things.
Why do you always have to go against everything?
I'm not going against everything.
Just be part of it.
I am.
You're
going
to do it. Do it.
Could you pass me a pen back?
So Enda Kenny. No, you're not getting your pen back. Enda Kenny. Who else?
I just want to do the one. Well, I'll have to think about it because it's only half an hour. This was all foisted upon me, or dare I say it, thrust upon me.
We've been over an hour and a half. You don't mind an old thrust, though.
Hey! Okay, you're very welcome back to the programme. Now, this is, after all that serious talk, we've gone a goofball up a bit now because we have decided that the Ice Bucket Challenge? Yeah. It's funny how I haven't seen so many colleagues from 2FM because they've either been very, very busy or away on holiday. But suddenly they've all landed in to have a look at what will be the humiliation of the presenter of the radio programme. Suddenly, I can barely get a seat in my own studio. Isn't it funny? Now, you might hear the sounds of running water, unless Bernard has decided to take a slash in the corner of the studio. Either way, I'm not enjoying that sound. Keith has also joined in with a bottle of sparkling
Sparkling is good for your teeth. For longer.
Hang on a second. I thought this was a bucket of ice. Why is it suddenly turned into water?
What?
This is going to look like a wet t-shirt competition and it's going to be disgusting. Everyone's going to be disgusted. Only Dan Healy can understand my pain as a tall, skinny gentleman out there. So, Keith, what's the plan?
Well, we are. You are going to nominate some people, and then we're going to dump this cold water and ice over your head. That's the plan.
Yeah, is that the plan? Yeah, that's a great plan. Yeah, Who plans that? Okay. Oh, it's nearly 11 o'clock. I don't think we have time. So stay tuned for Nikki and Jenny. And no, we still have 3 minutes to kill. Okay. So what we'll do is, when do I nominate? By the way.
Well, just before, so you kind of go, okay, I nominate, blah blah blah, and then you prepare.
And then
I get dumped.
Yeah. And can you tell me, Keith, why do you think there are so many people outside looking in at this with their phones? Queue? There's Dara. And,
I can honestly say there's 20 people, 15 of which I've never seen here before. I don't even know these people work here.
They work at Switching. So what we'll do is now is we'll decide.
Do you want to take off those shoes or any of that kind of stuff?
These shoes are very very expensive.
Have you anything in your pockets? Have you any phone in your pocket?
I've got my car key.
Take out any of that stuff.
Oh no.
Anything electronic.
The wallet.
Oh, the wallet definitely.
Take that. Keith wants the wallet.
Bernard, you hold the wallet.
Bernard, you just leave the wallet alone. Okay, what are we at then now? About 2 minutes to 11 o'clock. So I need to nominate, three people? Yeah. Okay, well, with that in mind, and of course, I'm only nominating because, not because I want to see anyone humiliated. It's purely because of my desire to help a charitable cause. And that is to say the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association. So with that, I mean, there's no room in the studio. They're even coming over from Radio 1 now. Let's get John Murray
there's
in.
There's people from Lyric Moon. Here.
There's always people from Lyric here. Why do we build Limerick? Okay, so back down to the most important point, which is, did you like the little Lyric slag there? Okay, 1 minute to go. Oh, do I have to? Are you gonna...
Bear in mind now, like, you have the power to get really famous people to do this.
Oh God, I was going to pick you. That rules that out.
Don't waste it. That's exactly what I'd say to you.
I'm going to nominate the three-headed monster that is Bernard, Keith, and Jennifer.
No!
For tomorrow morning, live in studio, and I'm bringing the buckets, and you all have to do this, and I think it'll be great. A lot of interest in seeing how that pans out. Okay, so it looks like we have to go. Here we go. Fuck, damn.
Are you seriously going to do it? Have you got a towel or something?
Okay, are we ready?
Jesus.
Tell us when to go.
Okay, you ready? Okay. Seriously, this is.
Do we do the two at once or?
Two at the same time. Yeah.
Watch the telly.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone. See you tomorrow. 3, 2, 1, go!